You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today we're going to be talking about direct response marketing and the systems. I know it's a sexy word. I know how excited you are about that word, that come behind the marketing that actually results in the sales. And I know a little bit about this, but I have not lived it in the way that today's guest has. Today, we're going to be chatting with Zachary J. Radford. And I say it that way because that is his brand, although his friends call him Zachary J. Radford. He is joining us from PEI, for those in the know, Prince Edward Island in Canada.
Yes, sir.
Welcome,
David. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited and I look forward to talking to you and your audience today about systems and processes. It's a little bit more exciting than that, I promise.
I think it is. And, you know, usually we don't lead with, hi, I'm going to talk to you about strategy and systems and process, because that's a yawn fest. But yeah. I think, first of all, what you get from having these things thought out and put into place is the kind of business that most of us dream of having. And you just shared with me before we hit record about, you know, a new project that you're going to be working on. I'm sorry, you're Canadian, so I should say project, which you're going to be doing all this thinking about, you know, systems and process and how to implement stuff. Yep. And there's some really great things that come as a result of going through all of that planning and implementation that I think, you know, for a business owner who wants those outcomes, this is probably a conversation they're going to want to listen to. So let's sort of flip back for a moment and talk about the fact that you've taken what you've learned over the years and you've packaged it up neatly very recently into a book and a course. And I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, where to begin? It's been a very long journey for me. By long, at least 15 years, I started playing with these ideas and concepts. So it's not like they just came to me one day and I was like, oh, all the systems and processes. This is literally trial and error, David. And for me, I really just was blown away by this stat that I found on the internet. And I was like, this cannot be right. 90%.
But it was on the internet. So, you know, it was.
I was unsure, but it has to be true, as you mentioned. So the stat was 90% of all business owners that are advertising spend less than $10,000 a year, less than $10,000 a year. And I thought to myself, why is that? If you could put $1 into advertising and get $2 back, wouldn't it make sense to spend a little bit more money? And as I grew my agency and I started going through that process and I taught my media buyers how to buy media and how to think about ads and direct response, it was clear to me that they didn't have any systems and processes in place. So someone would come to me and be like, Zach, I want to spend this much money on advertising. I want this much return. Here you go. I have no idea how to do that. Can you help me with that? Which was great for a long period of time. But as I started to dig into it, I really saw this common theme of like, they have no idea how to do it. And if they did, they'd be spending ridiculous amounts of money because they'd be making a lot of money. So I thought to myself, that would make a sexy book one day. That was about 5 years ago. And then I, over time, just put it all together and now finally got the book out to the marketplace. And the course is just like a quick start guide to get somebody up and rolling and ramping on it. It's not the sexiest topic of systems and processes, but when you're rolling down like I-95 or whatever you're driving in a Lambo with a 10 on your side, like, dude, it could be worse.
And just to be clear, not everybody has the desire for that Lamborghini, but
yes,
we get the point.
So whatever the dream is.
we'll make sure that folks know what you know, the book is called and all of that. But the book doesn't have an unattractive name like Learn the Systems and Processes to Put You in the Behind the Driver's Wheel of a Lamborghini, right?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Direct response secrets. Spend $1 on any advertising medium and get $2 back or more.
Perfect. So as I started to dig into the content that you have put there, I looked at what I think scares a lot of business owners, particularly small business owners who are in that sub $10,000 a year ad spend range, right?
Yep.
Which is the scary topic of numbers. Ooh. But numbers are kind of the basis for all of this.
Yes, of course. To me, as a direct marketer, business is just a giant math equation. And once you've understood that math equation, running a business gets a lot easier. That's on the marketing side. Now, you have to live up to all your promises and everything else you're doing in fulfillment, which is a whole nother bag of tricks. So when I was growing my agency, I was looking for a great founder that I can just connect this type of marketing to their business, and then they can handle the fulfillment side. Because believe it or not, I am not great at everything. I am really good at this one thing. My side note, my mom's like, "You're so smart at all these things." I'm like, "No, I'm really good at just this one thing, Mom." Everything else, I'm like, "I'm average." So just focusing in on mastering this skill and understanding the numbers is absolutely crucial. The largest problem that I saw with people coming to me, and they're like, "Zach, my last agency didn't work out. We've been spending this money on all these different networks and traffic sources. I don't know what's going on." I run their numbers and I'm like, "You're at a net loss. Like you're trying to force Facebook to be cheaper when you need to be more expensive, and you need to find that medium." So numbers is absolutely everything when it comes to scaling a campaign, or a big part of it anyways.
So like right before this call that we're doing right now, I was having a conversation with one of my clients. I serve marketing agencies, and they had a client on the call, and we were talking about goals and setting goals. And one of the numbers that we looked at was acquisition cost. This is for a brand new venture. And, and we were talking about what those numbers could look like. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're starting from scratch, you have no clear set of data to say this is what this number is. Mm-hmm. So you guess. And I guess that's sort of a useful starting point for understanding the way that you might approach this, right? We gave a number and the guy was like, "I don't know." And we said, "Well, here's the thing. We don't know either, but we have to make an educated guess. And then we're going to learn over the next few months as we do this, how well we did with that number. And we may have to change our expectations." All right. So I'll turn the story over to you because you know this better than I do.
Yeah. So it's about, like, if you're just starting from scratch and you don't know your numbers, you need a baseline, because how can you measure on that? And then, so I like to use SMART goals to better understand like what we're trying to do. KPIs, again, a very sexy topic, but not utilized nearly enough. I find if you don't have your goals in mind, how are you ever going to end up where you're supposed to go? And I see so, and the, like when the way I don't want to say, I simplify it very nicely in my book so you can understand each step of the journey. Because if you would have came to Zach 5 years ago and said, "Zach, what are your KPIs?" I wouldn't even know what KPIs were. I had like,
and I have to say, for the most part, when I say KPI to a small business owner, they look at me not knowing what the heck I'm talking about. So you might as well define KPI for those listeners who don't yet know what we're talking about.
Key product indicator. And essentially that is what your standards are going to be moving forward for that campaign and whatever that you're working on. And like, if we're looking at our cost per acquisition, that number right there, like if you have no data, I want to make it at least 50% margin. If I had my way, David, I'd make 1,000% margin. Like, cause that's why we're doing what we're doing. So, but you got to make it realistic. And I always go double 50% margins, and that's kind of my number. And if I'm not in there and the ads aren't making sense as a whole, what am I doing running ads? And this is what business owners do. They have like these numbers that are kind of jacked up. They have these goals that don't really make sense. And then they go to market and then they usually blame an agency, or they have all these other problems, and the agency may not know what that looks like. Now, here's kind of my little piece that I say to the business owner, because I'm all about challenging somebody as well. If you're going to an agency and you're going to be spending money, you need to understand marketing as a whole. You need to understand how this process works, because if you don't really understand your goals and your numbers, how are you going to speak intelligently to somebody else about that? I'm not saying you need to learn how to write ads and run Facebook ads and all these other sources, but you really need to understand what's going on, or you're going to set yourself up for a world of hurt, because you may get super lucky and find an amazing media buyer that can just do everything automatically for you. And, or on the latter, which is probably more like 90% of the time, you're going to find somebody who's just going to be juggling a lot of clients. They're going to do their best, but it's just not going to be what you're looking for. And you're not going to be able to tell the difference. So that's what I'm trying to do with this process. I'm trying to just educate the business owner and also marketers. I recently had a meeting with another marketer, and I was like, what are you doing for this process? And they're like, I have like basic KPIs. Like, that's it. And I was like, that's okay, but how are you communicating that? And we're calling them KPIs. I like to call them goals, because that is easier to understand for everybody involved. Where are we trying to go? And once we've identified that, how do we line everything up? And you mentioned that I'm working on a new project. So I went into this new project and I met with the individual. He laid everything out, a five-year plan. He had 10 different silos that he was talking about. And I was like, okay, why? Like, why are you doing all this? Well, because I want this. Why? We finally identified that he wants to have an exit in the next 5 years for 10 million. Mm. Perfect. Now we have a number that we can go after. And how do we work our way back from that each individual step? And that works right down to your marketing campaigns and your cost per acquisition and what all that looks like, conversion rates and all these other things. Inside the book, I simplified. I have a calculator that you literally just put the numbers in, spits everything out for you, makes you look like $1 million.
So what I heard you say in that little story about this new project is he had a clear goal and he made some assumptions about what it was going to take to get there. But you kind of said, well, wait, why are you making this assumption? Let's articulate the goal. And then let's look at I'm guessing here. So a range of different ways to get there and what's going to be the most efficient, and what, like, how do you then think about it from that?
So how I think about it is like, so let's say 10, I go right to the offer. So there's three core principles that I base all my marketing off of. It's like the right person, the right offer at the right time. If when those converge, that's conversion. And how I think about an offer is transformation. So we're going to tap into existing demand and get that transformation. So he has the 10 million goal exit. He has these products. He has an idea of who his clients are. He's had some people buy from over here, some people over there. And so what I was able to show him that, like, you may not be able to target the exact right person because you're not able to identify them. So you're struggling to do that. And I don't want to really dive into his, but so for example, my business, I'm after ad reluctant business owners. That's what I call them internally. I'm not going out being like, are you an ad reluctant business owner? But I have a name for them. And it's more of like a mindset, because they want ads to work. They want to grow their business, but they've tried and it just hasn't worked, or they've worked with an agency, or they're afraid to do it, or they have all these other reasons why that's not happening. And then I bring that down to the offer. How do I help them get results? Well, we have our process, right? We have the direct response OS, where they can go through step by step and get that outcome. That's kind of how we provide that. And so that's kind of how I think about it, David. I think about just really trying to identify your market and speaking to them with the right offer, how we get them that transformation and at the right time. So when it comes to timing, right? Let's say you just bought yourself a brand new pair of running shoes and you're all set. And I come knocking at your door and I'm like, David, you want to buy some shoes? You're going to be like, no, man, I don't want to buy some shoes. So you got to catch me when I got holes in my shoes. And that's kind of what I teach on like the basic level. And we implement these systems and processes combined on that foundation. And that's where conversion happens. So we get them to create, long story short, we get them to create a solid offer that is too good to say no to. And then we talk about how we get back-end offers and all these other things to actually make money. Because from my experience, especially in any type of e-commerce, self-liquidating offer is amazing. Like, if you can get something to pay for itself, that is amazing to acquire a customer. And then it's like, how do we have that secondary conversation is like, how do we sell to them again? What are they going to buy next?
So for folks who are not familiar with this concept, just talk us through the model that you've just sort of described there in a little bit more detail, because I think this is useful. Many businesses, particularly, you know, a Main Street or retail business or a professional services business, they don't think in these terms. But this concept can apply to lots of businesses that are not e-com or, newsletters or the, you know, other things like that, that you and I are very familiar with.
100%. So which part would you like me to look at, do you think?
I think the concept of the self-liquidating offer and what that actually means.
Sorry, that's marketing jargon that I get caught up in, and I'm usually pretty good at not using it, but essentially you're breaking even on your advertising is the simplest way to put that. You're putting X amount of dollars in and you're getting X amount out, so you're acquiring customers for free. And if we do our job really well and we understand our market, we understand our offer, we understand what their goals and transformation is, we can expect one or two ROAS out of that on the front end if you're smoking and you're doing well. The problem
ROAS, just again for those who return on ad spend.
Yes. So you're getting an additional investment out there. Thanks, David, and keeping me honest. I like it. And that's where that's where a good agency focuses on is on that front end acquisition part. But the whole world opens up when you get your secondary offer, you get all those other conversations happening there. So how I was so quote unquote amazing at running an agency is that we would try to get to a break even point on the front end. And then we would look at all their other marketing and say, how much money are you making from your emails? How many are converting? So we would have SMS, emails, and all these other segues to convert and bring customers in, which in turn made our front end very, very profitable. Mm-hmm. And as Dan Kennedy says, who can spend the most on advertising wins, because if your customer, let's say your competitor can spend $100 to acquire a customer and you could spend $500 to acquire that exact same customer, you're going to win every time.
And so obviously this works in e-com, in you capture that first sale, maybe you spend whatever it costs to sell that item, but then you have this relationship potential if you continue to communicate with them. In the offline world, this is probably, you know, the most commonly used in our space examples are probably like, you know, chiropractors or gym memberships or dental appointments, where getting them in the chair at the dentist's office for that first visit is your break even. But what 100%. Happens after that visit, right? They come back every 6 months.
Right. Lifetime value. Like the how much a customer is going to spend with you over the lifetime of your relationship. I don't think we all focus on that new, like there's this, I don't know if it's like a myth, but it's like new sales is the lifeblood of an organization. I remember when I first started in sales, I'd always hear that. And it's like, that's great. And I understand that. But you know what's way more profitable? Convincing people that already know, trust, and like you to spend more money with you. So if you have a way to break even on that front end, and essentially that's what the book does, is it teaches that process and or better. And then you're able to build that relationship with them. And that's the secondary piece and really grow and scale. One thing that I noticed speaking to this business owner recently that was really cool is that he didn't consider his products or services as an offer. So we look at our business like I sell widget A and so does Joe down the street, and we're both selling widgets. Well, you can take that widget, add additional things to it, connect it to an outcome that somebody's actively going after. So I have this concept in the book called Market in Motion. And the best way to kind of visualize it is everybody in the world's going after some sort of goal. And there's all different types of goals. It could be money goals, relationship goals, weight loss goals. It doesn't matter. And everybody's in different points in this journey. It's your job as the business owner to set up your stand right where your people are and help them get and achieve their goal. So if I was a chiropractor, for example, I'd probably get back pain, and that is hurting and that is annoying. But we could take our marketing a step further and be like, educate on how to prevent back pain. Well, wouldn't that be a great spot to start? Because as they start consuming your content and seeing you, when their back eventually does hurt, because it happens to all of us, especially as we're aging, you know, you're going to think of your local place like that. And I think, I think local businesses don't think far enough out. We're always thinking about the end of this month or maybe a year out, but how are we bringing new people in and how are we making that transformation happen?
I want to tie this back to the sure. point you were starting to make about the difference between a product or service and an offer. And let's use yes. that chiropractor example as mm-hmm. like there's either the come in for an adjustment. That's the service. Mm-hmm. What could a chiropractic offer potentially look like? And go outlandish here. I mean,
yeah. So if we're thinking in terms of targeting mindsets versus targeting, like, so the original, and I say original, but this is just how I learned it. I was always told, like, if you're going to go for a niche or you're going to advertise or market, like, for example, if I was a chiropractor, I would want to have women who are age X amount and they do make this much money and the psychographics and demographics. Mm-hmm. But times are changing and we have access to a lot more information. So let's say there's a segment of women that are trying to achieve a goal. What's a good goal that women in their 30s are trying to achieve? Maybe they're trying to get in the best shape of their life or something along
those lines. Or maybe post-pregnancy returning back to their previous shape. Right.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to get back to their old body. That's great. So what does a chiropractor have to do with that? Well, maybe they have poor mobility. Maybe they have all these other issues that they can actually create their offer. Maybe there's a benefit on coming to a chiropractor on a regular basis so they can stay limber, so they can lift more weights and run more and be more active. Now that we understand where they're trying to go, we can position our offer, the transformation that we provide, in a way to help them win and achieve their goals. Instead of saying, does your back hurt? Does your back hurt? Does your back hurt? You're like, no, get back to the old body that you once had and you're going to feel and look amazing. How are you going to do that? We're going to help you do A, B, C, D things. Plus you're going to get a monthly membership to come in to our chiropractor office whenever you want, whenever it's comfortable for you. We know you're busy. We understand life is happening, but we want to support you. We want to make sure that you're limber and you feel the best you can. And we provide that energy to all of our clients.
So it sounds like it's the specificity of the audience, the target, and yes. the frame around the service, right? All of yes. the things that you're putting into the terms, like the when, you know, we're flexible, so you can be flexible, right? Oh,
That's perfect, David. I love it. And I don't think there's enough emphasis on the, like, that's why I talk about in market in motion, because she already wants to achieve this goal. So instead of trying to convince her of some other thing, which all companies try to do, I've been guilty of this in the past as well. Why don't you just tap into something she already wants and give it to her?
Yeah, I love that. And this is, I think, one of the biggest oversights that businesses make, is that they're selling the thing that they know they've got rather than the thing that their audience desires.
Right.
And right. their job really ought to be to bridge the two, right? By starting, I have butchered this Robert Collier quote on this show probably a dozen times. So I'm not going to even say it, but I'll give you the chance if you know the one I'm referring to.
Okay.
I'll see if I do. Always get in the middle of the conversation going on in your prospect's mind, something like that.
Yes. Yes. I've heard it multiple ways as well. And I got his book. Robert's a genius. If you haven't read any of his books, man, he's done really, really well.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back to the system that we've started to talk sure. about in terms of your approach, because we talked about sort of the front end, the looking at the numbers, the goals. We started talking about yep. ads, but then there's the building upon what you're learning. And I want to sort of finish that, the concept sure. out, because there's sure. elements in there that are worth understanding.
Sure. So at a bit of a high level, you want to be able to, the next step would be, so you got your economics, you got your goals, and then we want to talk about your audience, and which we kind of touched on that as well. I like focusing on mindsets and understanding the goals and aspirations and that side of things, because it just makes the demand side a lot easier. The power of messaging. So the biggest problem I see with messaging is complexity. People think that they need to have this complex message. If you can't tell someone who's a grade three or younger your message and they get it instantly, there's a problem. So you just got to really look at your message and try to simplify it. That's why, and I've seen this shift happen. I was just going to use Nike as an example, like just do it. But they've even dropped that and it doesn't even say Nike anymore. It's just a swoosh. So it's getting that simplistic. And now you can't do that because you're probably not Nike, and that's okay. But, you know, keep it 3 to 4 words to understand what it is that you really do. And what I find is that when you meet business owners and they don't have something prepared, that really makes sense and it's very clear, it's kind of hard to understand what they're saying. Have you ever met somebody and you're like, hey, what do you do? And then you're like, I got to go. Lunch is going on. I think I understand what you do, but I don't, is it Forex? Is it this? I don't know.
So I have been in these speed networking situations recently a lot, and we get 7 minutes for the two of us to learn about each other. And I still don't understand what that person does or who they serve or what they solve. And
you're a marketer.
The 4-word thing that you pointed out there.
Yeah.
I think it's aspirational,
mm-hmm.
but I think it, without saying what I'm about to say, people will default to being clever about it.
Yes.
When they ought to be clear, not clever.
100%. And it doesn't matter if it has 100 words or 4 words. I was just using that for an example that I've been seeing. Simplicity. If you have kids or nieces or nephews, and ask them, be like, this is what I think. What do you think I do for a living? And top that conversation, because that's where your market's at, like in a mental state, especially if they're on Facebook, they're sitting there just scrolling for entertainment. You have to have a message that makes sense for them. And by just simplifying it for yourself, it's easy to tell people what you do, but it's also easy for your audience to understand and want to work with you, which is great.
You're reminding me, when we started our business working with marketing agencies, mm-hmm. we were trying to sell them on the importance of systems and process and strategy. This is how we started out our conversation today. Yeah. And we realized nobody understood what we did. And then we turned to them and said, do you have a high client churn rate? Are you losing clients left and right because you only do Facebook ads? You only do SEO? What if you were their strategic advisor on all things revenue generation? Now, you don't need to be an expert in doing all those things, mm-hmm. but wouldn't that extend the relationship? Oh my gosh, I totally get what you're talking about. Yes, I'd love that. And it took us a while to navigate to understand. And so it sounds like there's testing that has to be involved in all of this.
Of course. And I think it's ever evolving. Like it just never ends. I used to think, even just a year ago, that once you had great messaging, it would just be static. It's not true. The market changes. People change. Penetration happens with your advertising. So people have ad fatigue and all these other problems. So you always have to be evolving. And that's why I brought up Nike. And I noticed this with McDonald's. I know this with Starbucks and all these companies. They used to have like the words underneath them, and now the words are gone. And then they used to have the symbols, and then it's just so basic now. Like the Apple is just the Apple. There's no words. It used to say Apple and other things underneath it, think different, but all that's gone. And they've just gone super, super simple. So as you're starting to carve out your niche market, your perfect person, you can really focus in on that and just try to get as much clarity as possible. But guess what? You're going to be, you're going to think of a new idea in a year's time, or you're going to see a different angle, and you just got to keep honing and optimizing that process. So,
I want to underscore a point that you made, but you made it very briefly. That's really important for small business listeners, because I don't think we have enterprise, CMOs listening to, I'd love you to listen, but your examples there, Nike, McDonald's, right? Apple, those are businesses that a small business ought not aspire to copy verbatim, right?
No.
The concept of what you've just said is simplify, but a small 100%. Business needs to simplify in a way that they can be understood. You don't have the budget that these companies 100%. Do to get your logo, you know, understood and recognized by the entire world.
100%. That's where the kids come in. Literally, I will take a marketing idea and I'll bounce it off my son or my daughter, And if they can understand what it is, there's a good chance so will your market. And so I think that's the measuring stick there.
I love it. I love it. Listen, we're just about out of time. I want to make sure that we circle back to the book. People can learn a little bit more about, you know, what they'll find once they get it inside and how that'll help them. I think your subtitle pretty much sums it up. But yeah, obviously we've been talking about some of the pieces of, you know, what it takes to, yeah, to be able to put that dollar in to get the $2 out.
Yeah. And I think that what you can expect is complex marketing ideas simplified and a simple process that we've implemented for all of our media buyers and all of our clients that we've worked with that have generated over $60+ million. So this stuff actually works. It's not theory. And just by picking up the book and reading it, you will have a marketing education more than most. And it's not the MBA, it's not the end all, it's not the breakthrough advertising of the world, but it's simple and it gives you enough to speak intelligently about your small business and the people that you want to serve. And that'll allow you to speak to agencies and everybody else and grow and scale your business.
Yeah. True to form, right? We've talked about the difference between product and service and offer. Right. Mm-hmm. When folks head on over to the what is it? It's getdrsbook.com. Is that where people, yep, can find this? Right.
Yep.
They will discover that you have actually practiced what you preach. There is an 100%. Offer there. It's not simply a book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we have a little starting course that'll get you going. We have something called the DROS, the Direct Response Operating System. Essentially, it's a Google sheet that you can use to follow the book step by step to get the end result that you're looking for. I've literally, like I said, this started 5 years ago. I've thought about every single little process and I've detailed everything to make it as easy as possible for somebody to get up to speed. Then we have the starting course, we have the audio book, and it's a smoking deal. And ultimately, I would love to take this out to the next level where we're going to be running a challenge and we're going to be teaching this stuff because I think business owners need to know this stuff. What do you think, David?
Oh, I believe me, I see them on the ground every day, you know, falling over themselves because they don't know this stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely. 100%. They need it. So
all right.
This has been awesome. I'm going to do the branding once again. Zachary J. Radford, thank you so very much for joining
thank
me.
Thank you,
here
brother.
Today.
I appreciate you. Grab a copy of the book, getdrsbook.com.
Folks, you have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. If you know somebody who could benefit from listening to the conversation you just heard and picking up a copy of Zachary's book, please share this with them. Until next time, my name is David Baer. We'll see you back here real soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. Now you can put what you've learned here into practice when you join the free listener community at mpmcommunity.com. That's mpmcommunity.com. When you join today, you'll receive David's collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, plus additional business building training. So don't delay. Join us today at mpmcommunity.com. We can't wait to welcome you.